Please stand. Well, thank you for coming today in the midst of a chaotic world. Things still go on. Life goes on. And that's what we're here to celebrate today. Not a passing, but a life well lived that is carried on in memory and in hope and faith and love. So let's pray together as we open this service. God, thank you for your kindness, for your goodness, and for your mercy, and for your grace, for the hospitability, for the teachability, and for the faithfulness that you, God, have exhibited through Mavis Seawert. Help us to do justice to her name today. And help us to do justice to your name today, God, and all that you did through her, and all that you continue to do through her, and all that you will do through her actions, through her family. Help us to know that the life she has lived mattered. And give us the consolation we need today, knowing that she is in a better place, even though we miss her. So help us today. That is our prayer, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
The places I
city.
far away on that beautiful shore. If we never meet again this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the beautiful river of life, where the charming roses bloom forever and separations come no more. On that beautiful shore, that shore.
After the family, let me say thank you to those of you who have taken time out of your schedule and come here today to pay your respects. If you ever have any personal thoughts, remembrances, today's a good day to share those with one another and with the family, what Mavis meant to you and how she touched your life. If you have anything, the family would like to hear that. The more memories we have, the better. The more we understand our own family. As we grow old, we sometimes grow a little bit apart in distance and in starting our own families, and it's good to reconnect through other people's thoughts and prayers. Mavis was born February 22nd, 1933, in Elgin, Iowa. Her parents were Irwin Arthur and Sina Mae Miller. She passed away Thursday, September 3rd, 2020, here in Enid, Oklahoma. She grew up in Iowa and graduated from Hampton High School. I had never seen that picture till today. That's good. She's cute. Later, she graduated from business school in Minneapolis, Minnesota. On June 20th, 1955, Mavis married Wendell Seward in Sheffield, Iowa. 62 years they were married. What a picture of faithfulness. She was a wonderful housewife and cook. She worked for the Garfield County Election Board. She was a Watkins Spice representative. She was a mom. She was a grandma. She was a great grandma. She was a friend. Mavis loved square dancing. She liked watching football and basketball, especially the Oklahoma City Thunder. She was a member of Graceway Baptist Church for 30 years. I had to look that up because she was here before me. She was preceded in death by her parents, but also her husband Wendell and her son Brad. Mavis is survived by her children, Wendy and Jeffrey, and daughter-in-law, Sally. She is survived by 6 grandchildren, Paige, husband Clark, Zach and Courtney, Ashley and Wayne, Corey, Isabella, and Nicholas. 3 great-grandchildren, Lincoln, Ralph, and Hugh. Those kids can't fail with those names and with these genes. She's also survived by her brother, James Miller and Kay, and by a brother-in-law, Sheldon Seward, wife Joy, other relatives, other friends, other relations, In this day and age, not everybody could be here today. But that doesn't mean she's forgotten. What a life. Mavis Arlene Seward. Psalm 100 was recommended to me. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. The writer of this psalm was an Israelite who is referencing approaching Jerusalem, entering the temple, and participating in a worship celebration to God Almighty. this psalmist makes much of God. And I want to take a moment to go through this psalm and show you how Mavis lived a life that made much of God. She was a follower of Jesus. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Mavis talked about her faith with me. She talked about her faith at church. We prayed a lot together in the last few years. We cried together in the last few years. We learned together in the last few years. And I always walked away more blessed, feeling more blessed from having visited her. She always had something to give. It's usually about you characters in the front row filling me in on what's going on in your life, how your kids and grandkids are going. And she couldn't shut up talking about you. She cared about you. She had a deep appreciation for the people you were becoming. And God delights in his people. God delights in us as we talk about him, as we make our lives about him. Slowly but surely, God wants us to fashion our lives after himself. And slowly but surely, that was true in Mavis. Serve the Lord with gladness, verse 2 says, and come into his presence with singing. Mavis served the Lord through her church family. She helped where she was needed. She was definitely not a wallflower. She would show up. She would donate. She was active. Her responsibilities changed over her different seasons of life in the church. But she was always a supporter of a certain young youth pastor who didn't always know what he was doing. She helped me anyway. She supported me. And Mavis supported many, many teenagers, helping them go to youth camp throughout the years. Behind the scenes, but a faithful witness of God's love. And you know she didn't like all those kids. Nobody liked all those kids. But she chose to show she cared about them, and she spoke love through her donations and through her service and her faithfulness to her church. She was a quiet, behind-the-scenes force that supported the kingdom of God many times over many, many years. Verse 3, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and we are the sheep of his pasture. Mavis knew the Lord God personally. She believed God made her, and she believed God owned her. And she specifically believed that Jesus Christ was her only hope of salvation and redemption. Mavis was a Christian, and that changed her. It changed her into one of God's people, and it elevated her into a new family. And she participated in a faith family. She has a deep affection for you who are her kin. But through her faithfulness and service throughout the years, she also grew in her love for other people. And I'll tell you what, church people are hard to love. We're hard to get along with. Faithfulness for 30 years, that matters. Did she like everything that went on? No. But she showed up and she supported and she prayed and she had a voice. And to that end, Mavis was a sheep of God's pasture with Jesus as her great shepherd. And let me ask you something. What do sheep do? Well, they follow. She followed Jesus. She knew her Bible. And she was faithful. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Mavis went to church. She sang with us right here. She ate with us down there. She served up and down the hallway in many different capacities. And she shared the ups and downs of church life. Sheep can get stanky, But Mavis kept coming, even when she didn't feel good. Even in these last few years, she wanted to be here. She understood the importance of being part of a larger community of faith. That mattered, and I had to keep telling her that. It doesn't matter that you can't be here. It matters that you want to be. And she wanted to be, and she was remembered. She understood that we are a church that is trying to follow Jesus, as imperfectly as we get it sometimes. She was following Jesus with us. She used church to give thanks to God and to bless God's name. And it is a sign of Christian maturity to be in a place where you regularly praise God with other saints. Verse 5, "For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations, even after losing Wendell and Brad," she prayed. It wasn't easy. The hurt was deep, and she never really was the same. Who could be? When you spend 60 plus years loving somebody, you don't stop. And she realized this life is not quite right. This death thing is not quite right. And yet, through all of that, she would be able to say, and I've heard it from her mouth, "The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever." You know what that means? It endures through your death. His love endures through the loss of your spouse. His love endures over your life right in the middle of where you are suffering and hurting. And God is not out to make us happy. If he was, nobody would get sick and nobody would die. But God is not afraid of sickness. And God is not afraid of death, because he loves his people through it and out of it. His love endures forever, and God's faithfulness endures to all generations. When we prayed, I reminded Mavis of God's enduring love. And when we prayed, Mavis asked God to be faithful to you. She cares how you live now that she's gone. I know she cared about you in life. She cares about you now. The best way we can honor Mavis is to live a life that reflects hers and that reflects her Lord and Savior. Live a life that makes much of God. So reflecting back on the key points of this psalm, Mavis served the Lord. Mavis knew the Lord. Mavis entered God's presence with thanksgiving and praise. And Mavis now knows firsthand just how good the Lord really is. She knows it. Previously, her faith was in the unseen, but today, her faith has been made sight. Her hope has been realized. She is completely who God meant her to be right now. Are you glad you had a piece of that while she was here? Are you glad? I'm glad. I'm better for knowing the C-words. Are you? Mavis had faith in Jesus, and she lived like it. Perfectly? No, we all fall short. I'm going to miss her. No other way around it. So grieve well. Cry. But find comfort in this. She is not done living. and neither are we. This family is going through a huge transition right now from one generation to another. Today is a day to resolve that you're going to live moving forward, learning from the past, the good and the bad, the achievements and the mistakes. You're going to learn from what's been instilled in you. You're going to learn and you're going to move on. You're going to be your own families because life goes on. Final thought. The Lord is good. And I liked reminding Mavis that no matter how old she got, no matter how frail she felt, she was still a little girl in God's sight. That always made her smile. She never outgrew God. Never. He was always over her. She was always his little girl. God, thank you for today. Thank you for this life. Help us. Help us to do right. Help us to be kind. Help us to honor Mavis and heal our hearts. We miss her dearly. Help us to honor her name by the way we live. In Jesus' name.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, his mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. My chains.
shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
End with Psalm 23. Funeral is a good time to remind a family to love well, forgive each other, bury any hatchets, life is too short to live like that. Any hard feelings, life is too short to live with that. Start fresh, give people the benefit of the doubt, give them a chance to start over. If anybody's done anything to you, harmed you, wronged you, move on, grow up, be bigger. Life is too short to live with anger, bitterness, rage. And if you need help, get some help. There are churches and there are pastors and there are counselors that can help you walk through that. But don't be stuck. Life is too short to live stuck, to live like that. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. And You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Mavis, enjoy dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. God bless you. Thank you for coming today.